Koster for joining us this morning. P Speedy Claxton and Keyshawn Robinson. Speedy, what is the focus for this team right now as we're in mid-October and November fast approaching?
The focus is, take it day by day and just try to win the day and be better the next day. There's a lot of new, fresh and new faces here, so it's gonna take some time.
Yeah, I want to go into that a little bit about the new faces. Definitely a very different roster than what, Hofstra fans saw last year. And just talk about, not only some of the returners and what they're going to do in elevated roles, but also some of the guys you've brought in.
Yeah, I think every single guy on the team is going to be in a new role. Some of the returners who, saw some limited minutes, KJ, he's going to have to step up and take that next step and be more consistent. Hopefully he could take a huge jump here in his sophomore year. He kind of just have to figure it out. But he knows what we're doing on both sides of the basketball. So we're expecting some great things out of him. Another guy, Silas Turner, who saw some limited minutes for us last year. He's had a great preseason so far. His big body down low. He can score it. He's getting better moving laterally. So we love having him and German Platnikov, who started for us halfway throughout the year.
Yeah.
We just expected more consistency out of him. He's been here for 2 years now and played significant minutes both of those years. So hopefully he could be the leader of this team and show the new guys how we do things here.
All right, we're going to get to your questions this morning. Jerry, who I know had a bit of a late night last night, thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going to go to you first.
Hey. Thanks, Miles. Hey, Speedy.
Morning, Jerry.
How you doing, man? As you just mentioned, Silas is obviously one of your guys who's back and the first center back for Hofstra in a long time. Can you kind of describe what you've seen from him? Seemed like you really took a big step up about halfway through the
Yeah, I've seen a lot of growth. Seen a lot of growth in him so far. He was here all summer, working on his game, working on his body, and it's definitely paid off here in the preseason so far. He's more agile. And he's a load down low. So when he catches deep, it's pretty much a score. So we're expecting big things out of Silas because he has had a great offseason and preseason so far.
Thank you.
Dylan.
Morning, everyone. Thank you, Miles. Coach, something that you've talked about over the course of the offseason with all these new faces and not a lot of returners is that minutes are going to be won. And for you and KJ, what kind of environment is that created in practice?
Oh, definitely a competitive environment. All these kids, they know what's at stake and they all want to play. So we've been having some very competitive practices where they're going after each other. They know minutes are going to be won in practice, and you could definitely tell.
Yeah, and I think it just brings an adjustment just for guys to learn how to play with each other. Like it might be different lineups out there, but because we're a new team, we're just trying to get adjusted to figuring out everybody's play styles and how we fit together.
I just want to give Dylan a little shout out who tweeted out this morning an 86-page preview of the conference this morning. Dylan, I hope you get some sleep over the course of this weekend and appreciate your dedication to highlighting the programs around the league.
Yeah, you do a great job with that, Dylan. Keep it up, man.
Thank you, fellas. I finished yesterday in the afternoon, and last night was a very peaceful night's sleep for the first time in a few months.
Good. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We're going to go next to Nick from the Hofstra Chronicle.
Thank you, Miles. Good morning, Speedy and KJ.
Nick.
Speedy, I was just wondering, German Platnikov was the only returning starter. What have you seen from him as a leader this offseason?
It's unfortunate because German, he's been out all summer, and pretty much all preseason. We pretty much just got him back last Thursday. So he really hasn't practiced with us much. But leadership wise, he's been vocal. He was involved being a passer, being a rebounder, just being there. So we're happy to have just got him back, and he's making strides and getting better. And we're happy to have him.
Will he be okay to go for the opener?
He should be fine. We have a scrimmage here tomorrow, but he won't see any action tomorrow. But hopefully next week, I'll be able to get him some minutes and get his confidence up.
Jaden.
Hey, Speedy, how are you this morning?
Great, Jay. How's everything?
Good, thank you. Good, good. What a follow up on having Silas back and his agility and his improvement. You also add in Michael Graham, and you've had a great platoon at the five spot the last couple of years, first from Nelson and Warren, and then last year with Yako and Silas. How is Michael similar to what you've had the past couple of years? And also, how is he different? What different dimensions does he bring to the front court that you may not have had a year ago, but would have liked from the personnel you have now?
Well, with Michael, we love having Michael. He's had success in this conference before. So he's different from Silas, where Silas is more power, where Michael be more finesse and more smarts. Those two guys, they battle it out every day in practice, and we're happy to have Michael here because, like I said, he's had success. So we he m the biggest thing Michael does is he knows who he is. He doesn't try to step out of that role. So we're happy to have him here, man.
And a new look in the backcourt with Gene, with Jaquan, Bruce Davis as well, and Carlos also. How much more versatile do you feel your guards are, where you may have had the pure passer in JC who could also score? Now you got a little bit more of a combo mentality in your backcourt. How much different has that been, and how much more dangerous do you think that makes you?
It's been different. I think we'll be more dangerous because we have multiple playmakers. Whereas last year, I think JC was pretty much our only playmaker. So we relied heavily on him creating plays for others. Whereas this year's team, we have a number of guys who can create plays for himself and for others. So ha definitely happy about that. With last year's team, everybody, I had to make sure everybody was in exact spot in order for the offense to flow correctively. Whereas this year's team, I can kind of just call out a play, and no matter who's in the action, they'll be pretty good at playmaking.
Sounds good, Speedy. See you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for everything.
Jerry.
Hey, Speedy, one more for me. You guys are picked fourth this year. How much do you think it's kind of a reflection of the fact that you've had a lot of new pieces in all 4 years, and you've always managed to finish in in the top tier? How much of that is a reflection of the fact you guys have kind of done this before?
Honestly, Jerry, I could care less about preseason rankings. They really don't mean much. That's just all opinion based. You can come talk to me at the end of the season and see where we finish. But preseason rankings, I really don't pay much attention to. Whether we're picked first, second, third, fourth, last, really doesn't matter.
Thanks.
Dylan.
Coach, you've got a guy in TJ Gadsden who was very versatile last year at Canisius. What kind of role do you see him playing in this offense?
Yeah, he'll be our four. Or he's not a he's definitely our type of four. He's a perimeter guy. He can shoot the basketball. He could make plays off the bounce. He's actually been a pleasant surprise. He's actually way more skilled than I originally thought. And we're happy to have him. Expect him to have a really good year for us.
Thank you, Coach. See you soon.
See you.
Nick, last one.
Coach, how has it been installing your system and mindset into your team, considering many of which are new arrivals?
It's been hard. Like you said, because we have so many new guys, we got to go very slow with everything and not just gloss over anything. It's gonna take time because even for the returners, it's new. It's relatively new to them because they haven't been in that position. So, we're going slow right now. So like I said, this is gonna take time. It's gonna take time for them to figure out what we're doing on both sides of the basketball. So we just gotta be patient with them.
All right, thank you, Coach. See you soon.
Beattie, Kijan, thank you for joining us this morning and good luck in the upcoming season.
Thanks, Miles.